The Baltimore Teachers Union is partnering with the city's school system to launch a 5-week campaign to enroll 1,000 new students in city schools. WIPR's Dominique Maria Bonesi went door-to-door with some of the teachers and paraprofessionals taking part in the campaign to see how they're making out.
Teacher from Baltimore City Public School.
That's Mary Flores, a special education teacher from Tench Tillman Elementary School. She is one of three in a team of paid teachers and paraprofessionals canvassing on behalf of the school system. Using a database of targeted houses provided by the city, they found one mother in the 1700 block of North Payson Street. The mother, who didn't give her name, has a 3-year-old already in daycare. She wanted to know,
is this because of what's going on about the funding and stuff like that?
We're trying to bring all the children back to school.
City schools lost 1,000 kids in the 2016-2017 school year. They either dropped out or transferred out of the school system. In the past 3 years, enrollment has decreased from 85,000 to 82,350 students. That's about a 3% slump. The group continued up Payson Street toward West North Avenue, knocking on doors. The goal is to talk to 50 to 60 families per day. No answer. One after another, no answer. Several homes are vacant, locked, and boarded up, with mail piled up at the threshold. Felicia Whitehead, a teacher's aide, says that's a regular occurrence.
At least 10. Yeah, at least 10.
And yesterday we had a lot.
Yeah, that was counting yesterday. I guess they say as long as you get 1, 2, 3, it doesn't matter.
Whitehead also said that the recent layoffs of more than 100 teachers scared them. And Shania Richardson, a life skills paraprofessional at Callaway Elementary, added,
this is like a drastic measure, but I think they realize they have to do something or we're going to end up having more layoffs and more layoffs.
But Marietta English, president of the Baltimore Teachers Union, said that the loss of students was a main driver of the school system's $130 million budget deficit.
When we realized that one of the causes of the deficit was the fact that we were losing students, and that when you're losing students, you lose funding from the state.
English says there are many reasons for the decline of students. Among them, families in housing relocation programs outside the city, and students transferring to Catholic schools under a program that gives vouchers to attend private school.
Or perhaps they weren't enrolling their kids in our schools. Perhaps they were going to another county. Let me say, parents want a safe environment, and they want to know that their kids are being taught by teachers that care.
That's the case for one mother. Tiffany Williams was sitting on her stoop in the 1800 block of West North Avenue with her 2 3-year-old sons and 1 8-year-old son. Her 9-year-old was inside the house. She says she's happy with how the city school teachers support her 8-year-old son with autism.
They know that autistic kids like to keep their routine, so they actually stick with the routine. Like throughout the summer, he still goes to class, so he's not disrupted. So I think they're doing a great job.
Richardson said she was happy to hear about Williams' experience, but the city schools need to do something more to attract students.
We are at the point now, I think, and as the city schools, we just really need to do something. And so they're trying to come up with a grassroots effort because we're not getting anywhere with robocalls. So I think this is the way of them, you know, we reaching out and letting people see that we are trying to be a part of the community.
We'll know whether this effort is successful in a few weeks. I'm Dominique Maria Bonesi for 88.1 WYPR.
Education reporting on WYPR is supported in part by the Sylvan Laureate Foundation.